Well, good evening. This is what I believe to be the correct minutes for September 11, 2013. Charlie prepared them and.
Some time ago.
Yeah, I think that officially Charlie and Claudia would be guests as opposed to Oregon team members.
Fine, but
good.
They sign under the UFF instead of guests, and so that's why I don't question
there.
It.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to introduce your...
Oh, Wes, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Wes Gay. I'm an associate at Allen Norton Blue, and Mike's invited me to observe today.
He's our most recent attorney.
Well, thanks for having me.
Charlie, one more correction on the minutes.
Sure, sure.
The year of the future bargaining session?
We're 100 years in advance. Thank you. So you said another, so did you want me to change?
Well, that actually it could be the next year.
Who knows?
Have you got a package? If you can give us a package that goes all the way up.
Yeah.
I got a pen, Mike.
I thought you meant like a Christmas package.
Yeah, you didn't bring us presents.
John,
well,
you said
I do
another?
Have a present for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll change that.
Well...
I'm pretty sure you don't require another set of minutes, but I'll make them if you want.
Well, once in this bag is a present.
Do you want to also have
this is the new contract.
Oh. The multicolored contract.
The Mondrian.
The Mondrian.
Well, we thank you for your time this afternoon. We have... We have a modified offer that we hope will resolve this year. And we wanted to talk a little bit about what our goals are going forward after this year. This is, I got four copies of these. Do you mind if I roll that out like that? I thought rather than pass out the contract articles, which we have prepared, I'd do this so it's kind of, you don't have to look for these things because they're in different articles. The first is what our offer was and our position of impasse and the committee's recommendation. You're aware of all of that. Now, we have two offers, A and B. And A is the revised last offer, which is ADI at 1% that ends in August 2014. There's wages of 2%, 1% is recurring across the board, and 1% is non-recurring. Then there's release time also to end in August 2014 at 5-4. On the next page is the alternative offer, which is ADI to end in December 2014. We're not getting any more ADI, it's just the time for what's the matter?
I'm confused. I'm sorry. I was getting Dawn in the building, and so I missed the last offer.
This is one offer.
It's
A.
Restoring
Bond. This was their offer for the third impasse.
Yeah.
This was their position at impasse.
This
was the committee's recommendation out of impasse.
Okay. All right.
This
I'll
is now
yeah.
some
Thank you. Sorry.
Offers.
Right. The first offer would be ADI at 1%, wages at 2%, 1% recurring, 1% non-recurring, and release time.
Fully restored.
Which would end in August 2014. Or the alternative offer is ADI. That doesn't increase the amount of ADI, it just spreads the time out over which it can be used. Are you? It says alternative offer.
Okay.
Then 2%, which is 1% recurring and 1% non-recurring, and then release time would also run through to December 2014. So what happens with the alternative offer is that we have a longer period of time to use our 1%, and it would mean a realization of five additional units of release time for you. because it would have released time in the fall of 2014. So now what we thought about, if we could resolve along these lines, just some explanatory bullet points on that last page, which is this 2% is in addition to any state administered funds. We think that the wages should be proposed by a percentage of salary, since already the funds that were released through the state were flat rate. This would resolve the current impasse, and we would start negotiations on a three-year agreement with a commitment to try to seek a three-year agreement with a three-year wage plan in that agreement. And then we would be bargaining.
When would you plan to start negotiations on a new three-year agreement?
Whenever you want. We would. What we think we should do is get onto a cycle with the last bullet, is that we're negotiating not in the year in which, but in a year, in a future year.
You know, we've been doing that.
I know, but this is, I think we should have a commitment and a timetable so that we resolve it before the year.
Okay. I understand what you're saying in theory, but in practice, we have been bargaining in advance of the contract term. We have simply, for whatever reason, lost the ability to come to terms on a contract. So the issue for us to resolve is not starting bargaining before the beginning of a contract term, it's actually figuring out how we're going to stop having lines in the sand that result in us, one party or the other, declaring impasse.
Well, really, what I'm trying to communicate as part of all of this is that we would be resolving the impasse for 2013-14, but we have a commitment to begin right away negotiating for what we would attempt to be a three-year contract with a three-year wage plan in that contract, and that our desire, intent, would be that we would resolve those negotiations prior to the contract year.
Okay, I understand.
I mean, you're asking, you're right, Jim, but that's a larger question that we have to try to deal with in terms of getting something timely resolved, but I'm just saying we're articulating a commitment to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we probably would want to caucus. I'd want to ask a couple questions first.
Sure.
One is, in your revised last offer, you're asking for 1%, which is the position you started with in these negotiations, but you effectively would cut back release time for UFF by 5 units, because you would get 1% to spend, and we've seen you act. You can spend money fast when you are under a deadline. And instead of having 14 units of release time, we would have 9. So I think there's a little imbalance there that would probably be something that we would want you to think about while we're caucusing to talk about.
In the first offer or the second offer?
The first one.
Yeah, that's why I actually think the second offer is better for everyone.
Okay, but the first offer has that issue.
And if that's a concern, we addressed it in the second.
Yeah, to some extent. The second question I would have is, we're not, you know, UFF is generally not in favor of one-time bonuses, because we've had enough one-time bonuses in the last 6 or 7 years. And the problem with a one-time bonus is you keep getting it year after year and you don't get anywhere. You're treading water. And our bargaining unit is behind substantially, even just a basic measure of inflation at this point. So adding a bonus to the package, or a non-recurring wage benefit, whatever it needs to be termed, mm-hmm. is not a particularly useful thing for our bargaining unit from our perspective. But you know, I'm happy to take a caucus and talk this over with my team. I'm sort of curious why the one time.
I think the administration is looking at its resources in place right now, and we feel as if things are are beginning to get better, and we hope they get better. And but right now, this is what we feel we can do, and what is in right to resolve the contract. And
I mean, right now the university has $273 million.
Yeah, we don't
unrestricted net. Those are your audited financial statements. You can agree with them or not agree with them says that you're lying to the auditor.
No, it does not.
It says that you don't understand the meaning of the term unrestricted.
My guess is that I actually understand accounting better than anyone on your side of the table. I have more hours of it in graduate.
I would not disagree with you on that point, but I would disagree that you understand it better than the university accountant.
I think that what you're doing is you're trying to say that the definition of an item on a balance sheet is not what the legal definition, the actual definition, if you go and look these terms up, what it means, because you have other plans for it. That's a decision. That's not a legal restriction. There are assets that you do have that we've accounted for in that number. There are other assets that the university owns that are restricted, that cannot be spent on other things. But the fact that you put $20 million in one college and $5 million in another college and spread it out does not mean that legally the Board of Trustees is prohibited from using that money for anything they're permitted to use it for, particularly for wage actions. So that's one issue. You have resources. However you want to slice it and dice it, no one has presented any data, certainly on your side of the table, that would suggest otherwise. You've not brought anyone in here to explain dollar by dollar where these $273 million, why they can't be spent. Here's one chunk that can't be spent for the following reason. And that was certainly not offered at the impasse session. I mean, at the impasse meeting.
Well, I think I did address it at the impasse session. And I thought about actually authoring a letter to Ms. Churchill pointing out all of the problems with her numbers, but I actually think that's sort of a negative step that we don't really need to be taking. I think those arguments were made, those arguments were heard. I think that right now what we're offering is a wage package that we think is going to be better than what is resolved at impasse. And it is a compromise on a position on our part, and we're asking you to consider it. I personally don't think there's any benefit in trying to reassert the arguments made at that impasse.
Okay, I've been reminded by one of my team members that a caucus was requested, so I think we're going to take the caucus.
Okay, thanks.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate the offer that you put in front of us. One reminder, we still have not dealt with the $600 bonus, which we need to do at some point. But we would be willing to settle the impasse for a 2% across the board retro to August 8th, a 1% ADI that would go through August 31st, and 14 units of release time that would be used by UFF by August 31st, with no restrictions on the use of release time. I could repeat that at the end.
Please, would you mind? Okay. Thank you.
So it would be a 2% across the board recurring wage action, to use the term of the day, that would be retroactive to August 8th, the beginning of our contract year. 1% ADI. That's discretionary increases at the administration's discretion through August 31st, and 14 units of release time for UFF that would be used by UFF prior to August 31st without restriction on to whom, regardless of college. Or
and when you say August 31st, you mean 2014, just to be absolutely clear.
Same time that ADI would, which means, you know, if necessarily that might mean 14 units of release time being used over the summer, because it would be the only time they could be used. Certainly be open to, you know, the ability to do those prospectively for the spring. I think there are people that could use them, but. And the $600 bonus, I think we're still at the same position that we had offered you four ideas. And we really were sort of open to any of those, but I don't know that we ever heard back from you on what you might prefer out of those or if you had other ideas.
I think that we thought that either that those were good ideas, and I think at one point we did tell you that the president preferred to do it by department and to do it by low wages up.
Okay. Department low wages up. I given that we were indifferent to them, I think that would be fine. So consider that part of our package deal, as it were.
Okay.
By department, lowest salary.
Okay, well, obviously, we'll take the caucus.
Okay.
You are on.
Thank you.
Well, we don't, but we're not able to accept that offer. We would like to have some time to think about whether we have a counter or not. So I think we have at least had the opportunity tonight to exchange some ideas and revise proposals.
We had a bet within our team.
We had one too.
Trying to
sorry. I hope it wasn't a lot.
No, actually, it wasn't
a lot to me.
It's prime. I think it's fair to say that our interest in non-recurring wage actions is pretty low. So, particularly when the recurring wage action is non-retroactive, it sort of doesn't come together to deal with it. Good movement forward. So, trying to say was something that I've tried to say many times over previous years, that we're looking to not bargain for the same dollar pool year after year after year, but to actually try to keep up with cost of living and such.
Well, we'll let you know what our position is. We may or may not need to get back together again, but we'll let you know that. I think we'll probably be able to deliberate over this and have a response quickly. So I don't think this will be protracted.
If you do want to meet before the board's next meeting, you're probably going to want to get on scheduling that, because I know I'm teaching 2 nights a week.
Okay.
In the spring, I believe that John is teaching. So we actually don't have Monday through Thursday available in the evening. We would have to try to find another time.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about Saturday during the sessions, but I tend to be fresher and have more energy.
Well, that certainly is an encouraging. That certainly is encouraging. I'm fine with if Saturday is comfortable and accommodates everyone else, I'm fine with that. All right. Well, thanks.
Something we can do 1-2 days notice.
Good. Well, if I
have any ability to negotiate.
Yeah, we did. We came in with a new with something new.
When you are as far apart as we are, no, we can't negotiate that gap. If we were a little closer, we might be able to.
We're but actually kind of, you know,
we're polar opposites in our demands.
I agree with you. I don't think we're polar opposites, although I think we're at opposites in kind of every facet of it. You know,
yes,
we're apart at every facet of it, like when it goes into effect, how it's administered, the amount of and use of release time. So I think there's a lot there.
So are those the issues in the market?
What's
not
that?
The wage?
Well,
I think the amount of the wage, permanent wage increase is an issue too. I think that's fair to say.
Well, I think I thought I heard, we're 2% administered a different way than yours.
Am I allowed to say anything, or do I have to keep my mouth shut?
No, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
So,
we've got time. We're on the schedule till what? 9:30 or 9:00.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something that we have to think about.
Just a suggestion, if we don't get to a counteroffer, it might be useful to put into the impasse Article 23, the resolution of the $600, because both sides, both of us are out to get that in there.
Yeah.
But frankly, just never seemed to be an impasse issue. And it needs to be somewhere just to satisfy the, I think the statute actually said it had to be bargained and go through some kind of bargaining process.
But let me go back to what you're saying, Barbara, because we want to be able to communicate as, you know, accurately as we can to our clients. It what you're saying is that you're still willing to bargain over wages and that you feel that there's movement between the two parties, potential for movement.
Well, I think that we were expecting there to be some movement. So that's what
yeah.
we thought what might happen tonight.
We feel that we moved on wages. We're not certain that you've all moved on wages in a practical sense. I'll be happy to explain, but I'm not allowed to. If you do it on a timeline, giving a one-time, non-recurring 1%, when the likely date of ratification is close to the end of a nine-month contract year, is effectively simply giving 1% retroactive to the start of the contract year. So it doesn't cost you any more than the 1% as if you had started it at the beginning of the contract year, which is what you sort of started with. So from a practical dollar and cash flow amount perspective, your offer is not markedly different from the first offer you put on the table. It's titled differently, but in other words, if you put it on a timeline, here's the beginning of the contract year, here's the end. What's the earliest we would hope for if we signed something tonight for ratification by the board? March. We got to ratify, unless you want to ratify first. So the effective date, we'd have March and April. The 1% permanent would only cost you 2 months out of nine, mm-hmm. and 1% non-recurring would be 9 months out of nine, but it doesn't recur, so the overlap is only 2 months for the additional 1%.
If it took that long.
Sorry?
Yeah, if it took that long.
It's actually fast based on our historical experience in getting through ratification.
All right, well. If I do not see you before the holidays, have a good holiday.
Thank you.